Testing 1, 2, 3. As a short-term chair of South Whidbey Board of Commissioners, I convene our meeting today of the January 15th, 2026. So I've called it to order. And at this point, the first item on the agenda is the election of our board chairman for 2026. Do we have a motion or a nominee?
I would like to nominate one of my fellow board members for the job. Assuming we are correct on our timeline. Were you able to verify? Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay, great.
Jim's correct.
Okay. I would take great pleasure in nominating Commissioner Jim Towers to be our next chair for the board.
And I will equally take great pleasure to second that nomination. So at this point, all those in favor of Jim Towers being our board chair for the year 2026, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, they got two. Jim,
That's
it's yours.
enough.
Okay,
Now
thank
I
you
can
very much.
move back.
You'll be a hard act to follow, so I will do my best. Okay, first item of business this evening is approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I have Chairman Towers, I do have one addition for it, if we could, that we didn't get on here that I would recommend to the board.
Yep.
And that is approval of the action item from executive session on the 13th, which
Yes.
was a change in my pay after the eval.
So it should be under new business.
New business, right, Chief?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Of course, we don't have to do that.
No.
I would motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Agenda stands approved. Do I have any public input? Hearing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. This is items that have been circulated to the board members. And does anyone have anything that they need further clarification on or want to discuss further?
Not for me.
Okay. With that, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Motion is passed. Okay. Old business is the strategic plan update. I believe the chief has added the names and dates to the various tasks on the 5-year plan. This is now complete.
That's correct, Chairman. So we added names and dates as requested by the board. Some of these are ongoing. Any of them that said maintain or continue were essentially ongoing, but we went in and filled in those who the leads and the timeline anticipated timelines. Of course, we'll each year look at that, but we filled that out, and then Secretary Schroeder added in the updated mission and values and updated the board positions in the signature copy that we have here.
Okay.
I would like to strike the line on page 5 above the mission statement, if this is the final copy.
Commissioner, where are you?
Got it. We got a type edit.
Where are
We can
you
fix it.
looking at?
Page 5, the line above the mission statement, I think it was a copy and paste error and should not be there. Otherwise, it looks great.
Okay. Any other comments on the strategic plan?
Just a general comment. I really appreciate the cooperative, collaborative, whatever you want to say, process that the board chief and members of our esteemed fire department put together to bring this strategic plan to where it is, because it's truly the document that it's where we're going to go for the next 5 years. Now, granted, it can be changed and amended or altered if necessary through the process, but it has, to me, says it's a great map, for lack of definition, for where we'll go in the next 5 years. So, job well done for everybody.
Okay.
So, do we need a motion on this, or is it okay?
Motion to approve the strategic plan.
You want to do that?
So moved.
Second?
I will gladly second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The plan is approved. As Chairman Nablay has, past Chairman Nablay has pointed out, there's a lot of effort that went into this, and I'd like to thank everybody who participated in this. I think gives us a pretty good map for the next 5 years going forward. Okay. First one is the of new business. I'm going to do the chief's salary first, and the Board of Commissioners met on Tuesday 13th.
13th. Lucky 13th.
Lucky 13th. And we elected to upgrade the chief's salary with a merit raise as well as the COLA. Merit raise is 4.5%, and the COLA is the standard 2.8%. We have a motion to approve.
I'll make that motion, and I'll just say that that merit raise is very much merited, and the district is well served by our fire chief. So I'm very pleased to be able to make that motion to approve the 4.5% merit raise for Chief Walsh.
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Chief salary raise is approved.
Thank you.
Okay. OPMA and PRA training.
So, as you know, we have to do ongoing Open Public Meetings Act and Public Records Act training every, I believe, 3 years, every 4 years. Okay. So, Commissioner Erickson's already up on the new trade. I think you got ahead of the game a little bit. And then Vicky, our records manager, came forward and said, hey, everybody has to redo their training this year. I believe she emailed it out to everybody, the link. So there's an online link for this training, and then you have to turn in the certificate that they give you at the end. And just, so if you can send that in to Sherry and Vicky, I think we'll be good, and I'll do the same. And let me know. Let us know if you don't have the link.
Okay. Next item of new business is the chief's report.
Okay. So this is the chief's report for the month of December, last month of the year. Our call volume was up just a little bit this year, for monthly averaged around 260 calls per month. For the month of December, we did have a big uptick in calls. You can see there on the second chart down, we're just up about 350 calls, just shy of 350 calls for the month. That was, the winter storms came a little later. Oftentimes those hit in November, they hit in December this year. We had a couple of busy days.
So you attribute that increase primarily to the weather, or is it this time of year, every year we see that kind of increase?
Those I attribute that one to the weather. I think otherwise it was pretty much on track.
Okay.
However, I will say now, not captured in this, but the crews are saying for the month of January so far, we've been very busy with over, I think we're at about 11 calls a day right now on average. Yeah, so starting off busy, we were shy of that. But either way, we're running around 10 calls a day for service.
I think the wind has finally caught up with us.
Yeah. Then moving on to staffing and volunteer engagement, we're of course at fourth seat at 100% now. It should stay there. Fifth seat was up a little bit for the month of December, going from 67 up to 72%. Sixth seat coverage was at 33%, up from 27, and the MERV coverage was down for the month of December, as we anticipated. Should be coming back up now. The recruitment and retention, new volunteers in process. We need to run the five volunteers that are applications in progress through testing, and then we'll be able to have some ready for approval. We didn't have any resignations in December. The total number of volunteers and participation by quarter is not that was not done at the time of this for quarter four. We'll have that next month, though.
Chief, one question on the total number of volunteers. We had a spike up quarter. It looks like quarter one, quite a bit higher. Any basis for that, and why we couldn't keep that at that height?
Yeah, that was total volunteers. So I think we had a hiring group. We've been batching the hiring. Yeah, I think that's what that was. And you know, so we'll see how this comes out over the next quarter here. We're starting to kind of hold tighter to our standards starting this quarter, so. So for resource, the training tower is actually now completed. It powers to it. We fired it up and ran the started a fire in there this afternoon in the Class B area. So that was
I
pretty
didn't get
cool.
an invite.
Yeah, well,
I am most upset.
somebody knocked on my door about 10 minutes before and said, "Hey, we need you to sign off on this building." So I went up and he fired it up. We should be able to do a, what I would suggest is we do the ribbon cutting for it never ahead of the next board meeting. If that's something of interest to you guys, I think it'd be better to start it an hour or so ahead of the board meeting, and we can invite the media and folks, give us a chance to make sure everything's ready to go.
Hey, Chief, question. When we are doing live training and we've got a fire in this facility, is the sm does the smoke go out to the environment, or do we control it?
So there's two, the answer is yes and no. Or there's two different burn rooms in there. One is Class B, which is meaning flammable liquids, which is propane, compressed propane, is one of them. And that one's a little bit, well, much more controlled. And then we have a Class A, which is ordinary combustibles, which is burning pallets. That goes out. Of course, it's wood fire, but that will go into the environment. It does have fans, and a lot of different ventilation controls on it, but.
So, do we have people? Is there a number of residents that are close up behind that facility, or what's the situation there?
Yeah, we just have one house up there
Okay.
on that near that side, so. It's pretty, it isn't, it's pretty well controlled in that it's a pallet fire, A, and then B, We're able to do that through the Northwest Clean Air Authority does permit that, but we have to get a permit every year to be able to do that.
I'm sure this isn't unique to this facility, and it is what it is. You gotta train the troops.
Yep, exactly. And it's better. So, in that sense of a pollution sense, I think it's better than acquired structures because acquired structures are always going to have asphalt roofs and wiring and insulation, and everything else.
Thanks.
Yeah, they did a great job. Chief Gilley worked really hard to get that set up, and it's looking good. And I feel like it's the beginning of a training center that's going to be up there as we add to it, flush it out, and get some pavement up there. So everybody's really excited about it. Small. So we're working through our inventory for the audit, small and attractive items. Inventory is almost complete, so our members are working really hard on that. It's challenging, to say the least. We're finishing up the move into Station 34 for maintenance. This has been slowed with repairs for generators and fire vehicles, of course. Email migration's been completed, still working out the bugs.
Yes.
Yeah, as you guys know, minimum impact for the most part with the migration. This will give us better flexibility upcoming in the future to more items such as SharePoint and Teams. We were restricted in the government contract much more than with the commercial contract, so that was part of that migration.
What do you mean by restricted?
So there are a lot of things they did not offer with the government contract unless you paid a lot more money.
Gotcha.
For instance, you had a very limited version of Teams and SharePoint. And I don't think we had any SharePoint access at all. So those are things that make it
Okay.
easier on the day-to-day.
Ooh.
We're working on the contract or just finished the contract with Pierce and Hughes for the new fire engine. So we had to go kind of back and forth with our attorney and their legal division to get a contract that gave us as much protection on late deliveries and things like that as possible. Operations, Andrew Harvey's officially started employment with the department in the firefighter EMT position. We're doing onboarding initial orientation with him. Firefighter EMT testing has been completed, and we mailed out a job offer, a conditional job offer today to a firefighter.
How many did we test in the end?
Oh, there was about 160 on the list, I think, and we brought forward around 20 to go through the process here, as far as the assessment center process. And then we ended up interviewing, I believe, six.
Okay, so we've got a bit of a list
Yeah.
going forward.
Candidate interviews have been completed. Delivery and installation of the training center is completed. Training division, it was a quiet end of the year, which included a joint 2026 training plan for Central Whidbey and South Whidbey. Marine training for all SWFE members has started in January. We are having some challenges with boat launches right now, but we'll get through it. We've moved over to a program called NERIS, which is a new national reporting system that replaces what was called NFERS. It's technical detail, but it's how they track fire data nationally.
I can see why they have the acronym NERIS, because you're saving a lot of print putting the full name of that entity.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We've been reconciling the training records for 2025, and that's the reports that we have on those. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Quick question, why would the training records need to be reconciled?
He just has to go through and I think look through what got put into the computer system, what's on paper still, clean up
Gotcha.
our act. And one of the reasons that's so important, well, there's a lot of reasons it's important, but one of the reasons it was for our WSRB rating. They want to see that everything's been entered in and it's been correctly categorized or whatever. Upcoming events, the training center ribbon cutting, which if the board agrees to that date, we'll set that for, I believe, the 12th of February. Is that around there?
I'm going to be gone from Bidfest to January to get back late on Thursday. And one of my requests was going to be if we could have the commissioners meeting on the altered date and, in February, if that works for everybody else.
That's fine.
I can't even zoom in on it. I'll be in the air.
Okay.
Okay.
That's no excuse.
We'll move it to the 19th.
If we could, please. Much appreciated.
We'll send you a bill. There will be more daylight for the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
I owe you.
So I would add one upcoming kind of event in the upcoming events list is we're going to start our first joint career training fire training academy with Oak Harbor on February 23rd. So our new recruits will be going through that. Lieutenant Kalahiki will be the company officer for South Whidbey at that program. Similar to Lewis was did that for us for the State Fire Academy, which was really cool, and so we're able to continue doing that here at the local academy. And then with this program, actually, Lieutenant Kalahiki and the lieutenant from it's Lieutenant Bailey from Oak Harbor are working really hard to put the whole program together and make sure the curriculum's set and all that. So, yeah, we've got confidence that it's going to be a great program.
Yeah,
That's
that's great to see.
what I've got.
So we've been through the announcements. Any comments from commissioners?
I would simply say it is 2026 and that we've got our strategic plan wrapped up, and I hope that we are putting our best foot forward for the year to come. I'm super excited about the training center taking off and putting it to use. And I wish everybody a happy new year.
I echo Commissioner Erickson's comments, and I do want to say a few words to commend the board and the chief for the evaluation for the chief process that we did 2 days ago. It was a very, first of all, the chief's performance review statement was 5-star. It said everything that I thought it should say, and then some. And then through the time when we met, where the board went through each of the topics on the chief's evaluation statement, and we went through it virtually line by line, and it was a process that for you all will should make you feel proud that you have a board and a chief that are working together, and we're working together for you all, plus the people that are in the room, that is the 16 or 17,000 residents of South Whidbey. So it was when it was all finished, I really felt good that we were doing what the voters hired these three people. And I like to say it, the high altar, rarefied atmosphere of the front table to serve them, which in turn we serve you all. So, job well done. And I'm excited for 2026 as well.
My fellow commissioners have said everything that I would have to say for the last year. So, looking forward to 2026. I think it's going to be a very interesting, very challenging year. Yeah. With that,
Do you like a motion to adjourn?
I Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And I will second it. This is not a record, but it's close to it.
Think we've gone from this week from record long to a record short.
Okay with that.
That's okay.
The motion is made.
All in favor?
Definitely in favor. Aye.
Let's go home.
Aye.